it might be also useful to share this information with our listeners today. I know that you worked really hard on the previous projects where you went to high schools and did presentations and got the students' attention regarding global affairs and played games with them just to increase their knowledge and interest in international relations. And we have an upcoming project just next week. I know how much effort you put into it, so I know you have a very busy schedule, and I will ask you a specific question about that later on. But for now, I just want to know, what are some of the most rewarding aspects associated with the work that you do here?
I want to mention that some of the most rewarding aspects of working here is the fact that I meet so many influential members of our community. I've done numerous interviews with diplomats, and every single interview that I've done with a diplomat, government official, scholar, academic student, every single one of those interviews, I've learned something new. And that's the beauty behind being the program editor of Global Horizons, is that every day you will have an opportunity to reach out to members that you want to have featured on your program. And every day, every interview you do, not only will you learn something new, but your listeners, whether it be your listeners, your viewers, those tuning in, they will gain something from listening to the interview. Another thing I want to mention is one of the most rewarding aspects of this program is the fact that I have an opportunity to reach out to youth. I previously taught at Burlington Central High School, and then I also taught a class at A.Y. Jackson Secondary School. I decided that I wanted to buy a ticket myself to go to Ottawa to speak to the students. Mm-hmm. And I spent 2 hours speaking to students who were so interested in learning more about who we are, what we do at the NATO Association of Canada. And now this week, as someone who's deeply passionate about youth outreach, I'm going to M.M. Robinson High School to speak to two classes in Burlington, and that's happening this Thursday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be speaking to an international business class and then also an international law class.
Wow.
So I'm really looking forward to answering questions, speaking to the students, and allowing them the opportunity to learn more about the work that we do, the impact that we have on the community.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that people get out of engaging with students is that these students, they understand. They have questions. They conduct their research. So going into a presentation, you know, it's one of the most rewarding aspects of this program, is that you can reach out to as many high schools as you want.
Mm-hmm.
In different areas. And that's something that I'm looking forward to over the next few months, continuing to reach out to high schools and continuing to engage with the students. One last thing that I want to add is that it's been a great honor getting to know so many program editors here. The thing that I notice is that we have every internship, every 4 months, we have such a strong team of dedicated and committed individuals who put in 100%. I see how every single program editor works. The passion, the commitment, the dedication, wanting to succeed, putting in the effort. It's something that you see every single program editor do here at the NATO Association of Canada. Working on projects and working on conferences, roundtables, events, forums is also a rewarding aspect of working here. And that's something that every program editor has an opportunity to work on. I need to mention this. Working on the Economy Forum with you was probably one of the biggest highlights, because that was an extremely successful event. We had diplomats, we had influential members of the community, we had students, we had the entire room full.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's something that I can say confidently, is every conference, every roundtable, every forum that I've worked on, the room has been full.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't take credit for that on my own, because it is the team of people that we have working together here that makes every event a huge success.
I completely agree with you. On every single project that we work on, we have an excellent team who collaborates with each other. And NATO Association has this internship policy where they recruit new interns every 3 or 4 months. So with every single intern and program editor, the programs themselves take a different shape. So where do you see the future of the Global Horizons program?
In terms of the future of the program itself, I see it exploding. I see it becoming even bigger. If this is how far we could take it from September to April, if we could go from interviewing students to interviewing diplomats and individuals who are highly influential, then I see this program becoming even bigger. I want to say that I'm very happy with the success of the program as it stands right now,
mm-hmm.
but I have a bigger vision. I want to reach out to all of the NATO countries, all of the members of NATO. I want to have representatives that I interview for every country. And that's something that all of the listeners and viewers can look forward to, because when I say that I'll get something done, I get it done. So I have a plan for the next 4 months to have as many representatives and influential representatives featured on the Global Horizons program. But at the same time, I still want the students to have a voice. I still want scholars, professors to have a voice. So I won't just have these individuals featured on the program. I won't just always have diplomats on the program.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also have the program accessible to students in the community, students who have made such huge impacts on not only their schools, but the community as a whole. Because I think that the listeners are intrigued by every week, by seeing something new. You always have to keep the listener, the viewer, interested. But most of all, you always have to be true to yourself. But you can't just have one group of people that you interview. And that's something that I take very seriously, because as an advocate, as someone who is passionate about youth outreach, there are a lot of youth and young professionals that listen to the program. And there are a lot of things that young individuals in our communities have done. And oftentimes it's useful to get advice from someone who's in a similar age
mm-hmm.
category as you.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have advice from individuals who are, you know, extremely successful. But the Global Horizons program has an initiative to engage the youth. So that's something that will continue moving forward.
Indeed, indeed. We would love to see the program evolve in the next couple of months and hopefully years. But going back to the advice that you just mentioned, so you've done many interviews with diplomats over the past year, and what do you think is the best advice that you received from them in terms of pursuing a career in diplomacy?
The best advice that I received, and I want all of the diplomats listening to this interview to know how thankful I am for the time that you've given me. I've had, as I mentioned before, many interviews with many diplomats, and the best advice that I received is to pursue the field that you're passionate about. And passion is something that is so significant. And that applies to any and every profession that's out there. You cannot do something. You cannot put in 12, 14 hours of work every day if you don't truly love what it is you're doing. Another piece of useful advice that I received is that diplomacy is not always what it seems. It's not always attending events and just representing a country. And that's something people need to understand, is diplomacy is hard. It not only requires long hours, It not only requires your full commitment, it requires professions in diplomacy require you to travel. So now if you have family, if you have kids, or if that's something you want in the future, you need to take that into account. Traveling, long hours, and time management. You need to be able to manage your time effectively, because every week you'll get invited to a number of events and you can't make it to every event. You can try to, but you have to balance that work and life schedule.